been a very strong collaboration between ourselves and our colleagues in Derry City and Strabane Council, and showcasing the best of the Northwest businesses in the East Coast of the United States, exposing those businesses to opportunities for expansion into those areas, giving them opportunities to export into those markets. The outcome of all of that has been, I suppose, further strengthened relationships across all of those different areas, but also substantial inward investment interest into the wider Northwest area that we continue to work on even during this very challenging COVID period that we're currently living through.
One of the benefits of having gone over a number of times in recent years is that you will know a lot of the people you'll be connecting with online. As such, you aren't looking into a void, you're looking into somewhere that you know and somewhere that knows you.
Yeah, look, in order to progress anything in life, whether it's in business or in your personal life, you need to build relationships, and that's not something that you can do virtually. It takes time, and the investment that has been made over many years by the various visits has established very, very, very strong relationships between ourselves and educational establishments, business networks, and I suppose the political and civic area in the East Coast of the United States. And that has led us to having the capacity to having a very, very good and rounded virtual event taking place now towards the end of this month. And it's something that we're really, really looking forward to. And we've already, I suppose, a dynamic range of subject areas. And it's very much about maintaining that relationship and, I suppose, telling the story to our colleagues and friends in the East Coast of the United States, how we've managed, I suppose, through this very challenging period, how our businesses have been very innovative during that particular period. And I suppose reminding them of the great strengths that we have in the northwest of Ireland in a post-COVID and in a post-Brexit environment for opportunities that might present to them as well in the future.